This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A report from the Urban Institute today draws a connection between cities and the financial health of the residents. Turns out even quite small a pad of cash can help families weather a financial emergency with implications for the health of the cities they live in. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The report says almost a quarter of American families have no savings outside of retirement plans. It's a real problem because
families with as little as $250 to $750 in savings were less likely to be evicted or receive public benefits.
That's Caroline Ratcliffe, one of the report's co-authors. She says if tenants can't pay the rent, landlords can't pay their property taxes, which go towards schools and services. So local governments have an incentive to get people to save. How? Former Labor Department chief economist Diana Furchgott-Roth says, try this.
Having some kind of tax-free account so it would be subtracted from income before taxation to give some incentive.
And limit it to people making less than $50,000 a year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.